Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Berkson. And it really has been fun. This is our last segment.
It certainly has.
And I thank you, Jerry, so much for participating. And obviously, I hope you liked it and you're going to be back.
I certainly hope so. It'll be my pleasure.
Good. But now we got to get back to the Christina Luz show here.
Yes, there's tons of announcements.
There's tons of announcements.
Especially that we're off next week. We're really.
Oh, that's right. It's 2 weeks.
Yes. I want to let people know, actually, that the Unitarian Universalist Church in Shelter Rock provides all these different programs, and they reached out to me to spread the word on this one they're providing tonight at 7 p.m. It's going to have it's going to have Jamie Franchi, Linda Mejias, and Joan Mineri. They're all going to be talking about getting women into political office and women's rights issues, which is definitely something of importance. They're just going to have a whole discussion on that. There'll be light supper buffet, which is very nice. And what I loved, actually, when I saw this flyer, it says child care provided upon request. And it was like a nice little thing that, you know, so it's really just trying to get people involved, important issues. And I thought this would be great for seniors to be involved in as well. So
we're
talking about all these issues. So that is at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Shelter, congregation in Shelter Rock. So check that out if you are around 7 p.m. tonight. Also, Project Independence certainly has no shortage of events coming up. Yesterday, we had our Project Independence Joint Advisory Meeting, which was really successful. There was two wonderful, wonderful speakers. One discussed the Medicare 2017 updates, which is important. And I even learned, like, you know, a bunch of things that you had no idea about. It gets very complicated and tricky because every year it changes. So, you know, what works for you one year might not work the following year. So it's really important to be informed on this and get all the information you need. And that's great because at Family and Children's Association, you can call them and they'll actually help you to really understand this. We also had someone on discussing community Medicaid, which was really informative, and it was very well received by all the people in attendance because, you know, people hear the word Medicaid and measure, oh, I'm not going to qualify for that. And, you know, they don't know the ins and outs of it. And he was a wonderful speaker. He's with the Nassau Suffolk Law Services. And he really talked about it very clearly and different ways that what you can do to be covered for certain things, because community Medicaid is all about you staying in the home. As well, so it was really informative, and hopefully we'll have these two topics, you know, talked about more on our radio program too. So I just want to give a shout out to the success of that event, as well. We have a bunch of social groups that go on. I think, Jerry, I think you go to the World in Motion group.
I do.
The current events group.
You
want to tell us a little bit about
that? Oh, yeah. Sure. Martha Cohn, a retired elementary school teacher, who was my daughter's kindergarten teacher, has volunteered to conduct the current events program. And there's a group of us that go to the program, which is offered monthly,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yep, once a month.
At the current group, it's at the Clinton Martin mm-hmm. Pool, right? That's where we are. And Martha is a dynamic person. She's just as dynamic now as a retired person as she was when she taught elementary school. So to us, it's a family thing, and it's very stimulating because she knows what a moderator's job is supposed to be, and she allows us to give our points of view on various current events issues. And she mentions books that she has suggested that we read.
Okay.
I decided to read one, and she said, would you review it for us at the next meeting? And I did that. And this one coming up that it's coming to me in the next couple of days, it's about what are we going to do after the elections? In other words, what kind of society are we going to have in America? Because it seems to be very divided, obviously. But we do have to live with each other and do what's best for Americans. So I'm going to read that book and be prepared for the next Martha Cohen session.
No, that's wonderful. And, you know, that's what's really great about Project Independence. You know, we promote all these different groups. Like I said, I mean, we have a knitting group, you know, if that's your thing. We have all different other social groups, a men's group, you know, and then as far as a caregiver support group, you know, that Gail does as well. But it's just wonderful that this World in Motion group, because she's just a volunteer, Martha, and she came to us and said, I want to do this program. It's something I'm interested in. And it's really taken off and become successful. So it's great that we are able to do that. So congrats to all of our PI volunteers out there providing great jobs, and for everyone that's attending them as well. We want to remind everyone about flu shot season. We have the last flu shots that we'll be giving out is November 9th. And that's at Clinton G. Martin Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You have to make an appointment for that as well. So definitely check that out. Then
what
on
kind of shot they give
up here, I knew it was coming. It's the I'm going to have to find that sheet, but it is the mercury-free and quadrivalent flu vaccine. It's mercury and preservative-free. It is not the enhanced vaccine for those over the age of 60. Please, we tell everyone, though, to talk to your doctor before any of these things, you know, because sometimes you might be allergic to things, or
right,
just to figure out what is the best road for you. But that's the shot we provide, the quadrivalent. I should
Thank
just, you know,
much.
Have that written down in my hand.
Let me just add that the flu shot is not something to be afraid of. It just takes a few moments. And if you are a senior, your doctor will give you the correct shot. You know, after, you know, unless you have some issues, but most of us are able to get the shot.
So right. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You can never hurt talking to your doctor before any of this.
And then you forget about it. And hopefully,
that's
you know,
right.
Usually it works. Usually it works.
And you hope for the best.
Yeah.
On Monday, November 14th, there's going to be a new program starting called Brown Bag Lunch Conversations. This is going to be facilitated by one of our other social workers, Audrey Dinsdell. It's going to be offered at the Roslyn Community Center from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. So you just will bring your lunch and just discuss different relevant issues that, you know, you might have concerns within the community, whatever it might be. It's just starting out, so we're encouraging everyone to go attend. Audrey's wonderful. And the Roslyn Community Center is very easy to get to, too. So that's Monday, November 14th from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And then on Wednesday, November 16th, at the Roslyn Community Center, there's going to be a presentation on stroke prevention. We've offered this a bunch of times, and it's really informative, and we encourage people to attend that. You just learn about the different risk factors and ways to adjust your lifestyle to help prevent these things, because, you know, it really can. We're just trying to keep everyone healthy
right.
and at home as long as possible. So that is also coming up. And then we have the series that we do at the Magnolia Gardens. It is Thursday, November 17th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And it's a nutrition program that we're doing. And it's called Enhancing the Flavor of Your Meals Without Salt. So they give you tips. It's Cornell Cooperative Extension, who is absolutely wonderful. They've been providing this program there for a while now. So definitely check that out and find out some tips on how to do that. Also coming up are the holidays. So they are, you know, it's really, we're in November.
Do you decorate for the holidays?
You know, I might decorate a little bit. But yes, Christmas is a big thing in our house. We're very into our holiday decor and all things holiday-esque, including holiday shopping, obviously. If anybody knows me, they know that I am a huge fan. And on Saturday, November 26th, the town is encouraging people to really try and do 10% of your shopping at local businesses. They did a whole study, and it really shows that even just doing the slightest changing of shopping in local businesses really helps boost the community, you know, and it's an investment in your local community as well. So we're really trying to encourage people to do that. They're partnering with Small Business, Women Impacting Public Policy, and Small Business Saturday Coalition. So we're encouraging people to please, please, please try and go to your local shops and keep them in business and keep the communities thriving as well. So that is Saturday, November 26th. Also coming up, which are extremely popular, is the 2017 ARP driving courses that are provided through the town. They fill up very quick. The 2016 ones, I mean, really, they months in advance. It's $20 for members and $25 for non-members of AARP. It's provided at Clinton G. Martin Park, so please call 311 very far in advance. The one coming up is February 4th, but people are already registering for that.
I hear that.
Yeah, it's really, so, you know, we really want people to take advantage of this course because seating is very limited.
And isn't this the program that gives you a few dollars off?
That is right.
Insurance? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it's worth it. I mean, it's really amazing. And it takes, you know, any points or, you know, that you might have also. So depending on what your license situation is, it's and it's always, you always learn something new. Can't hurt to learn some new driving tips.
You got one more.
Oh, my God. One more. Oh, and very important. The veteran school tax exemption is now going to include Cold War veterans. This is going to start December 31st. 2016. This is totally a new thing, so it's really wonderful that these Cold War veterans will be included in this tax exemption too. So call 311 for more information on that.
Call 311
for anything. Perfect.
No matter what it is, that if something you think you wanted to hear about and we didn't cover it today, call 311. And Jerry, I want to thank you very much for participating today. It was a pleasure.
My
I look
pleasure.
Forward to you coming on the show again. And of course, the Christina Lou Show is the highlight of everybody's week.
I try.
Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you, everyone.